Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hello and welcome to a Fenway Bowl edition of the Pony Stampede podcast. I am your host, Jordan Hoffeditz, and we will kind of take the first look that I've done a little bit with this Fenway Bowl matchup with Boston College. Obviously, certainly was disappointment on Selection Sunday when it was released that SMU would not get the Group of Five spot in the New York Six Bowl, with Liberty maintaining a one spot advantage in the college football playoff poll. Obviously, I think some interesting things there with the committee talking out of both sides of their mouth about talking about how Florida State wasn't qualified to make the college football playoff because of their strength of schedule and going undefeated wasn't enough. And then to say that Liberty went undefeated and that was enough to be the highest ranked G5 team was a little interesting. I think there are most people out there who understand what this SMU football team is, and to get penalized for playing tough teams is an interesting choice. But I think ultimately everything with the experience of going to a New Year's Six Bowl game, obviously the prestige that goes with it, the money that goes with it, which is certainly something Florida State and the state of Florida has brought up as far as the college football playoff goes, is not to be overlooked. But at the same time, I think this is a great opportunity for this team to go out and play a future conference opponent, beat a future conference opponent, win 12 games for the first time since the 1930s, and only the second time in program history. Now, I know SMU football has been on the outs for a while since the death penalty, but for as good as this program was and had been, that 12 wins has only happened once. And yes, I know, you know, that was back before seasons weren't as long. There weren't conference championship games. I understand that. There wasn't necessarily the opportunity to play 14, 15 games at that point in time, but for this team to have a chance to win a 12th game, finish the season on a 10-game win streak, win the first bowl game in a while. I mean, there are a lot of things to get excited about this bowl game. Sure, it's on December 28th at 10 a.m. Dallas time, and you feel like winning the AAC should have gotten you something better than this bowl game. I understand it. But it is what it is, and let's be excited about what it is, because this is a chance for SMU to announce its arrival to the ACC in a big way. Obviously, Boston College is not the cream of the ACC crop, but you know, it's certainly a team that's in that conference. It's a team that won conference games, and so if SMU can go out and get a win and get a convincing win and say, and hey, we're only getting better, I think that will put the ACC on notice a little bit. And we won't even get into Florida State's meeting that was held on Wednesday and all of that nonsense, because we know when it comes to conference realignment and teams leaving and teams staying, it can be a drawn out process, or it can happen faster than you expected it to happen. So we're not going to speculate. But yes, SMU and Boston College will take the field at Fenway Park on December 28th at 10 a.m. Central Time. And it's interesting because Coach Lashley talked about it again and, you know, did before the conference championship game, did, you know, at the press conference with the bowl announcement, and did again at media availability on Wednesday, where the bowl game, and he's right, unless you're in the playoff, the bowl game is your is a standalone game. It's, at this point, it will be almost a month removed from the conference championship game. It's certainly not the same team you will have next year when you graduate some guys and all of that. And, you know, a loss won't take away anything that this team did. But in talking to the players, in talking to Coach Simons, they want to win this bowl game. This isn't just a, hey, let's go to Boston, throw some snowballs and have some fun. They know what a 12th win means in this program. They know what a first bowl win in a while means for this program. And quite frankly, they know the seniors on this team. You know, Elijah Chapman, his name gets brought up a lot. Tyler Levine, his name gets brought up a lot, of guys that have been at SMU for a long time and have not won a bowl game. And they want to win the bowl game for them. And I think that says a lot, along with the fact that you aren't having guys opt out. And I know SMU is not necessarily a place that's going to have a lot of guys do that. But at the end of the day, this team that takes the field at Fenway Park will look a lot like the team that played most of this season. Obviously, there are injuries, you know, Preston Stone being the headliner of that, certainly will not be playing. But you're going to look almost exactly like the team that went into New Orleans and really dominated the defending champion Green Wave and took home that trophy that's eluded SMU for so long. And so I think that says a lot. I think it says a lot that you had, even during the season, a guy like Brandon Crossley say, hey, I'm healthy enough to play, but if we do this right and I only play four games during the regular season, I haven't redshirted a year. There's my redshirt year. I'm coming back in 2024. He did that during the season when you felt like things were going the right way, but you didn't know that they were going to end up doing what they did. You could think it, but you didn't know. But he made that decision before he knew. Then you have Jonathan McGill and Elijah Roberts, and especially Elijah Roberts, who had the season he had. Maybe not some of the postseason honors he should have had, but, you know, I mean, he was named an All-American. He did some ridiculously good things. His draft stock was probably pretty good. You have a Jonathan McGill who doesn't really have much else to prove from his degree standpoint of Stanford and SMU, from being a captain at Stanford, a captain at SMU, but he's coming back for another year. I think that says a lot. And so that's not even saying, hey, the bowl game's going to be my last game. It's saying the bowl game's going to then carry over the next year for me. So I think that says a lot. I think it will be fun to see Kevin take the field again. I think it will be interesting to see what he looks like in start number two that comes, like I said, almost a month after start number one. Can, you know, they got a little time off a couple weeks when the coaches finished up their latest round of recruiting before getting back to the field. Kind of able to step away from it, then jump right back in and again prepare as QB1 within this offense, working with new quarterbacks coach Derek King, as was announced on Wednesday and confirmed by Coach Lashley that he would be taking over that spot for Coach Brewer, who left to become the offensive coordinator at Duke under Manny Diaz, who was obviously the head coach at Miami when Lashley and Brewer were there in 2020 and 21. On that note, Coach Lashley said they know what they're doing with the running backs coach situation, but just aren't in a place to make it official yet. For me, that means one of two things. It means you have either it's a someone on staff and you've got to kind of adjust some on staff things with that one. Or it's someone who's on a staff that is playing a bowl game still. So we'll see what ends up coming of that. I've got a couple murmurs, but nothing too substantial on the way that they are leaning just yet. But I would expect that to probably come pretty quick after bowl season for that.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
As far as the game goes, I think the most is Boston College quarterback Thomas Castellanos. He was at UCF last year and actually played late in UCF's win against SMU. He can be an electric guy. He was a four-year starter in high school who I think totaled over 10,000 yards passing and rushing combined. I think had almost 40 touchdowns combined as a senior in Georgia's, I want to say, top or next to top classification. Well, they moved to 7A, so I think he was either in 5A, 6A school. Ware County, it's a well-known program around there, a little bit around the state. All to say, he's a really good football player. Who, yes, plays on a what you could argue is a not very good football team, but he's a difference maker. If you allow him to take over the game, he will take the game over. And so, you know, I mean, you can look at Boston College's record and schedule. It's not impressive. I mean, they lose to Northern Illinois in overtime to open the season. They only beat Holy Cross by 3. But, you know, they only lost to Florida State by 3. They lost to Virginia by 3. Or they beat Virginia by 3. They beat Army by 3. They took it to Georgia Tech a little bit. They beat UConn by a touchdown. They beat Syracuse by a touchdown. And then obviously the end of the season was rough. 26-point loss to Virginia Tech. 8-point loss at Pitt. And then a 25-point loss against Miami. No, they're not the cream of the crop. But I think you look and they're pretty competitive. I mean, they're going to keep the game relatively close. I think you see that throughout most of the year. It fell off a little bit towards the end, and SMU might be able to take some advantage of that, and we'll see what happens. But again, I think the biggest thing is you're not playing in the Frisco Bowl. You're not playing in your home stadium. You got out of Texas. You're playing a future conference opponent. You're playing a P5 opponent. And I think that means something. I think it means something to the players. I think it means something to the coaches. I think it should mean something to the fan base. And we'll get into Boston College a little bit more later in the week, kind of breaking them down a little bit, looking close to Castellanos, looking at the rest of the offense, the defense. They do have a defensive-minded head coach in Coach Halfley, who was, where was he? Oh, Ohio State defensive coordinator. And he's coached in the NFL for years. You know, was a defensive backs assistant before that. And he's been there. This was his third year. They're still trying to get Boston College football to be a thing. But I think if anybody knows how hard that can be, knows is an SMU fan base. But I mean, to go from 3 wins last year back to 6-6, back to a bowl game, counts for something. Would you rather play an Oregon in a New Year's Six Bowl, knowing you might lose by 30, 35, 40? Would you rather play this game against a future conference opponent where you might win by 28, 35, 40? I mean, I think that's certainly a way to look at it. And this is a, you know, this is a team that won 3 conference games last year. So I think it can be a measuring stick. No, this is not necessarily the Boston College team of 2023. You know, they've had some entries to the transfer portal. No, it's not the Boston College or SMU football teams of 2024 when they meet next season, whenever that game ends up being played, when the conference releases the dates for that. But I think it's a fun opportunity. I think have fun with it, take it seriously, go out, win the game, and go from there. I think it's massively disappointing. I think this team earned that New Year's Six Bowl. I think if this year's Liberty and SMU teams played 100 times, I think SMU could very possibly win 100 of those games. I think SMU could probably beat quite a few teams ranked higher than them in that college football playoff committee poll. Whatever its official name is. I think it was disappointing to hear the reasoning for leaving Florida State out and the reasoning for keeping Liberty above SMU being pretty much polar opposites. But hey, you play the games that are on your schedule. That's what this has taught you. And for SMU, Boston College is on the schedule. It's essentially a home game for them. Go out, get a road win. Make that, begin that ACC, process a little earlier than expected and go from there. I think it's really a chance for, this team to cap off just a really incredible 2023 season. And I think that should be the focus and not any disappointment or anything like that. So that's what I'm taking into it. That's what I hope you guys are taking into it, but I think it's going to be a fun game. You know, playing a football game in a baseball stadium, a historic baseball stadium, you know, playing a couple days after Christmas, in a place where it's going to be cold and I guess at points There's been snow in the forecast, so we'll see. I just hope it's a fun situation, a chance to make that last little bit more of SMU football history for this year's team and to send those seniors out on a high note. So until next time, thanks for listening. Pony up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.